The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on our daf asks, how could you use Peiros Shviz for the Korban Omer? The koimitz that the koin separates from the mincha is burnt on the mizbeach, like every koimitz, every mincha, and that's a violation of the rule of la'ochlo v'lo l'sreifa. So the Gemara answered that the Torah tells us l'doroi seichem, which means that it should be brought every single year, including the year of Shavuos. Now this rule that the Gemara stated in the Gemara of la'ochlo v'lo l'sreifa is based on the general rule that Peiros Shviz may only be consumed in their normal way. Now, otherwise, the consumption will be deemed as hefsid. And it's forbidden to destroy Peiros Shviz because Peiros Shviz have a kedusha on them. Now, when we say over here the klal la'ochla v'lo l'sreifa or la'ochla v'lo l'hefsid, it's lav dafke. Lav dafke, you have to eat it. Rather, any form of hefsid, which is darke bekach, is permitted. That goes under the category of la'ochla. Sreif or hefsid is consuming it in a way which is not darke bekach. So now, for this reason, lighting an oil lamp with oil of shviz is not a violation of la'ochla v'lo l'sreifa, because that's a normal use of oil. You're not destroying the oil, you're using it. The Mishnah in Masechet Shviyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, says, Shviyas nitna ladlokas aner. So it's not destroying, it's utilizing. But however, burning the koimitz of the Minchas Omer on the Mizbeach, so that's not a regular use. So that would be considered as destroying, if not for the fact that the Torah says, L'darei Seichem, the Torah permits it. Now this inyan of Hefsid Shviyas is something very applicable to people living in Eretz Yisrael during the year of Shviyas. That you have to be very careful not to waste Peiros Shviyas and not to burn it, and you have to eat it. Or use it consume it in its regular way. Now there's many different halachas which are relevant to the inyan of Hefsid Shviyas. And I'll speak about a few of them, whatever we could get to. So Shabbos Licht, for example, that's pashut that you could use from Peiros Shviyas, because you could use for oil of Shviyas, because the mission says nitla lad lakas aner, and this is lakas aner. You could use it. The poskim debate, however, could you use Peiros Shviyas, or oil of Shviyas, for Neiros Chanukah? On one hand, the Mishnah says that Peiros Shviyas nitla ladlokas aner. On the other hand, we know that Neiros Chanukah is osur l'shtamish lo'iro. It's forbidden to derive benefit from the light of Neiros Chanukah. So, if you can't use the Neiros Chanukah, the light of the Neiros Chanukah, so you're consuming the oil, and you're not deriving any benefit from it, this may be considered as Hefsid Shviyas. And the truth is that the fact that Peiros Shviyas nitla hadlokas aner, that Mishnah, it doesn't help us over here, because this hadloka is for no benefit. Now, it's like lighting, if you light a nair with Shemen Shel Shviyas in a room, and you close the door, and you don't use that light, that is definitely considered as Hefsid. If no one's benefiting from the light, then it's Hefsid. So Neiros Chanukah, you're not allowed to benefit from the light, so that L'chayru should be considered as Hefsid. Now, but there's a question over here that the Pesach discuss. The question is, does the fact that it's a mitzvah, does that permit you to use the oil? Meaning that it could be that the fact that it's a mitzvah, that causes the adloka to be considered a use and not a hefsid. See, if you light, it's not like if you light a nair in a room and close the door and not use the nair, so you did not, it was, that was a, that's a complete hefsid. You're not using it. But if you have a reason, if you have a use, you're utilizing the oil, not for, not, not to use the light, but you're being yoytze mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, so that's using it. Maybe that's not considered hefsid. Now, what they talk about is our Gemara. From our Gemara, it appears that Tzarech Mitzvah does not make something considered a usage. Because a koimitz, burning a koimitz on the Mizbeach, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of a Krovas HaMincha. And nevertheless, the Gemara asks that it should be yosur because of la'ochla v'la l'sreifa. The whole territory of the Gemara is that l'doirei seichem, it's a gzeres hakosu. But otherwise, it would be yosur. So it's clear, it seems clear from our Gemara that it is still considered hefsid, even though you're using it for a tzarech mitzvah. Now the Maril Diskin, however, he discusses this shaila, and he understands that our, he understands our Gemara a little differently, which makes it nafkamina for our case. He says that causing hefsid to appear as shvius, l'tzarech mitzvah is taken not considered a hefsid, and it's mutter. And that's considered as utilizing the Peirush Shvius. Now, the reason that our Gemara forbids burning a koimetz on the Mizbeach is not because of the point of Hefsid, it's because the Torah says Lochem, but on the parsha of, in the parsha of Shvius, the Torah says Lochem Lo'ochlo. The word Lochem excludes Hektish. So it's not the aspect of Hefsid that's forbidden, it's the fact that it's Hektish. That's why the Gemara says that if not for the pasuk of L'dayr Seichem, it would have been Osir. And we find many other places in the Torah excludes Hekdish from the word Lachem. So here too, the Torah requires a Peirush Shvius should be consumed only by Hedyot, by people, and not by Hekdish. And therefore, even though this usage, even though it's a mitzvah, but since it's Hekdish, you cannot use it. You cannot, it's considered, it's there's no heter of Achilas Peirush Shvius. And a similar idea is found, this miut of Lochem we find in Hilchas Yontif, where the Torah is matir os to shech, to burn, cook, for Eichel Nefesh, but for Hekdish, the Gemara says Lochem in the Torah, ach asher yochel Lochem. That's Lemute Hekdish. So when the Gemara over here says, you cannot burn it. The reason why you can't burn it on the Mizbeach is because it's Hekdish. Now he proves this from the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara clearly says you could use the Esrig Shel Shvius for Dalad Minim. It's Lachem, it's yours, it's Mutter to eat, you could use it for Dalad Minim. Now, he asks, the Maril Diskin asks, that the Gemara somewhere else says that the Gemara in Sukkah, in the Lulav HaGozel, says you cannot use the Esrig Shel Truma for Dalad Minim, because when you use the Esrig, it gets slightly ruined while you're handling it, and that causes a Hefsid Truma. So the Maril Diskin asks, so just like there's an Isser of a Hefsid Truma, there's also an Isser of Hefsid Shvius. So why does the Gemara permit you to use a Esser Shel Shvius for Dal Minim? You have the same problem. So he proves that any Hefsid that occurs because of a Tzarech Mitzvah is not considered Hefsid. And it's permitted as far as Peirush Shvius are concerned. In Hilchas Truma, that Hilchas Truma has other halachas, but for Hilchas Shvius, Peirush Shvius, even though it's a hefsid, and this ruining it, handling it, getting the fruit getting ruined, that's not a darke bekach. But since you're using it for a mitzvah, that's not considered hefsid. So therefore he says our Gemara has to be that when the Gemara forbids burning koimitz, the koimitz on the Mizbeach, that's for a different reason, like we explained. Now, But again, halacha lemaisa, it seems to be understood by most poskim that Neris Chanukah is considered, is doime to burning the koimetz on the mizbeach, and it's forbidden to use shemen shel shvi is for Neir Chanukah because of the halacha of la'ochel of lada sreifa. Now, Rav Shmuel Vosner, in his Sefer Shevet Alevi, quotes from three gedolim who wrote tshuvas on this inyan, the Imre Yosher, and Sharideya and Ridvaz. And they all assumed that Neris Chanukah may not be lit with Shemen Shel Shvi'is. Now the Shevet Alevi does point out, however, that for a different reason, it should be mutter to light with Shemen Shel Shvi'is. He explains that unlike the Isser of benefiting from a koimetz, from our Gemara, koimetz is hektish, or any other Isuriano, the Isser of benefiting from Neiris Chanukah is only because of Bizui Mitzvah. Meaning that the Neir Chanukah is inherently Mutter Bahano. It's not one of the Isuriano. The Chazal instructed us not to benefit from the Neir Chanukah so that we maintain the proper regard for the Mitzvah and not treat it like any other light in the house. That's the inin behind the Isser, the Osir L'Shtamash L'Oira. And in fact, he points out, the Shevet Levi points out, that not all forms of Hanois are Osir to be done with the Neiris Chanukah. Many poskim hold that using the light of Neir Chanukah is only Osir when you stand close by and you use the light. But if you stand far away and use the light, it's Mutter. And this is because the whole Yesod of Osir L'shtamash L'Oira is only because of Bizui Mitzvah. And in this way, you're not doing a Bizoyin. And he adds that even those poskim who forbid using the Neiris Chanukah, even when you stand far away, you're still allowed to use the light, the Tzorich Limud, for learning Torah. So, you see that there is always something that you can still do with Neiris Chanukah. So, again, you cannot get, there's a lav dafke, do we consider that it's a hefzid, because you're not using it, because you could still utilize an Neiris Chanukah, even leaving out the Tzorich Mitzvah, but you could still use it for your own uses also. Somewhat you could use it for learning Torah. So therefore he says that possibly it should be mutter to use Shemen Shel Shvi'is for Neiris Chanukah. Now a similar shaila comes up with lighting Yahrzeit Licht with Shemen Shel Shvi'is. The minig is not to be nene from the light of the nerish of Yahrzeit Licht. So the same question: do we consider this as hefsid shvius? Now, according to the svara of the Shevet Alevi, there's definitely no problem over here, because we're surely not more machmir with Yahrzeit Licht more than Neiris Chanukah. So Neiris Chanukah is also l'shtamish l'fiat din, and Yahrzeit Licht is only a minig. So according to that svara, it should be zikr mutter to light neiris Yahrzeit Licht with Shemen Shel Shvi'is. But according to the other poskim who forbid lighting neiris Chanukah with Shemen Shel Shvi'is, what is with Yahrzeit Licht? Now the Yabia Oimer, he brings a svara from the Sefer Tzitz HaKodesh. He says that in our Gemara, when the Gemara says you're not allowed to burn the koimetz if it's Perish Shvi'is, the yesod behind the Gemara is not necessarily because it's getting burnt, and that's a hefsid. Because he says that, because he understands, like the Maril Diskin, that when you use something for a mitzvah, we don't necessarily consider it as a hefsid. But he says, the problem over here is, because when you designate it for a carbon mincha, the koimetz itself becomes osur bahano. And that's why we consider it as hefsid, because it's osur bahano. Now, this svara applies to Neir Chanukah as well, because we know that the remaining oil of a Neiris Chanukah is forbidden to use. It becomes osur. So according to this svara, even though Neiris Chanukah is a mitzvah, but still it's hefsid shvius. But as far as Yahrzeit Licht is concerned, the oil does not become osur b'hano. You're allowed to use the extra oil. So therefore it's not an issue of Hefsed Shvius, according to the Svara of the Tzitz HaKodesh.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.